poll, majority support fencing around the U.S. Capitol. By Hannah Blow on March 17, 2021. A majority of Americans support the fencing around the U.S. Capitol, a Politico/Morning Consult survey released Tuesday revealed. The survey asked respondents about the fence that security officials constructed around the U.S. Capitol following the January 6 protest, noting the move has restricted public access to Capitol grounds and asking for their opinion. A majority, or 55%, said it is necessary for the Capitol to be protected, so the security fence should remain even if this comes at the expense of public access to the Capitol. Nearly one-third said public access to the Capitol is necessary, concluding the fence should be removed even if this comes at the expense of Capitol security. 13% expressed no opinion on the matter. Opinions tend to drastically differ on party lines. 73% of Democrats say the fence is necessary, followed by 51% of independents, and 31% of Republicans, the majority of whom say it is more necessary for the public to access the Capitol. The survey, taken March 12 to 15, among 1,993 registered voters, has a margin of error of +/2%. It comes as security officials signal they will scale back the fencing, which has remained in place for weeks, in phases. Acting House Sergeant at Arms Timothy Blodgett said in a memo this week that there does not exist a known, credible threat to justify the fence remaining in place as it has been for weeks. Per the AP, members of Congress have described their unease at arriving for work each day in what can feel like a war zone, with checkpoints and National Guard troops lining the perimeter fence. The absence of tourists snapping photos of the Capitol Dome or constituents meeting with representatives is an emotional loss on top of coronavirus restrictions, they said. The security perimeter extends far beyond the Capitol itself through neighboring parks and office buildings. Lawmakers are also debating whether to launch a bipartisan commission to study the massive security failures that occurred January 6 and how to respond to them long term. Pelosi on Monday released a draft proposal for a commission that Republicans rejected last month, writing in a letter to colleagues that we must get to the truth of how the January 6 assault happened, and we must ensure that it cannot happen again. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, is among GOP lawmakers who have called out Democrat hypocrisy for condoning the wall to protect themselves but not the American people. You protect what you love, Boebert said in a recently released ad outside the U.S. Capitol. President Trump built a big, beautiful wall because he loves America and he wanted to secure our country and protect us from drugs, illegal aliens pouring into our communities, and sex traffickers. Democrats, they fought him every step of the way. And now, welcome to Fort Pelosi, where Democrats decry walls from within their own heavily guarded razor wire wall, she continued. Democrats don't want to protect you, because they don't care about you. But they'll spare no expense protecting themselves, she added, demanding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to tear down this wall.